is the former attorney general for the state of Michigan, and he's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for coming on the program. Well, you've been out of public service for a bit now. After being away, after your run for the governor, what do you take on all this political stuff that's going on?
Hey, I think it's great. I love politics, and I love good political fights, because it's really about people talking about ideas, and we have a very, very important election this year, and clearly I want to see someone nominated who can beat President Obama, and that's why I've jumped on the Mitt Romney bandwagon, and I'm doing everything I can to help him win.
All right. Why Mitt Romney over the other three Republican candidates?
You know, Tony, there's an old line that I once heard Coleman Young, of all people, say about Jesse Jackson. And it was this. He said, he ain't run nothing but his mouth. And I think, you know, Rick Santorum's a good guy, Newt Gingrich is a good guy, but they've never run anything except for their mouths. You know, they're legislators and pundits. Mitt Romney's run some things, and he's run them very well. He turned around a corrupted, addled, falling-apart Olympics 10 years ago in Salt Lake City, dealing with constituencies from across the world. He turned Massachusetts around from a $3 billion deficit to a $2 billion rainy day fund, 800 vetoes. Imagine that, to say no to the legislature 800 times. That takes some guts and some fortitude, you know, whereas, you know, Senator Santorum, you know, voted to increase the debt ceiling numerous times and voted for all the infamous, you know, earmarks, the road or the railroad to nowhere and the bridge to nowhere and all those things. At the end of the day, it's about leadership, and that's where Mitt has a huge advantage.
Mr. Romney is taking a lot of hits on the fact that when he was in the private sector, he cared about the big business fat cats, and also that Obamacare is his brainchild. A lot of people, especially in the Republican Party, don't support Obamacare. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, hey, you know, and I believe it was March 20th of 2010, I was one of the first five attorney generals, 20 minutes after the president signed the Obamacare, to sue in the Northern District of Florida, and Bill Schuette's continuing that right now. Look, I am not saying that Mitt Romney is perfect. I'm not saying that he's as conservative as me. But what I am saying is he has proven his chops, and he's proven it in a very tough market in Massachusetts. He was a strong conservative governor there. Would I have done everything the same way? No, of course not. You know, but we're electing a president, not a perfect individual, or someone who checks every single box. He's his own guy, and I appreciate that. You know, I think at the end of the day, when you look at where he is on the issues of, especially, Tony, I know you coach your kids in basketball and football. You talk to other parents, you know, over the weekend. You know, they're concerned about overspending and jobs and the lack of leadership in D.C. And all three of those boxes, Mitt Romney checks off very, very well.
Mike, it seems like so many of us are voting for guys who are maybe the best of the choices there, but there isn't a guy that we get behind and we say, that's my guy, and I'll walk the pavement for him, and he's everything I want. We're picking the lesser of an evil. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, but, you know, maybe it's because we're all so more educated or independent-minded than our parents or grandparents. You know, we want perfection. You know, was FDR perfect? Was Ronald Reagan the right choice, or Harry Truman, or whomever? No, and that's the nature of politics. If you go back and read what they were saying about George Washington or Abraham Lincoln, you know, in their day, they had to fight a lot of the same flack, and a lot of people didn't view them as heroes at the time. So, I mean, it's human nature. It's nothing new. And so picking the best guy, there's nothing wrong with that. That's what we've been doing for 230-plus years as a republic. And, you know, that's a great thing about our way of government.
Two more questions.
It's that simple.
Two more questions for you, Mike. Just got an email from Bob in St. John's. Tony asked Mike when he's going to get back in the game. We miss him. You going to run for office anytime soon?
No, no time soon. You know, I'm the only thing that I think I would enjoy would be the U.S. Senate. But you know, I think that'd be a fun job, especially at this time nationally. But you know, my youngest is going to be 12 next week, and I want to see him play high school football and basketball, and I can't do that in D.C. So I'm just concentrating on raising my boys and my daughters and making a little money for college and see what happens after that.
Final question for you on the front of medical marijuana. The voters unanimously voted that law into full effect, but it seems like government officials, like law enforcement, make it challenging, especially for the majority of the people who use this for medication. They have the big challenges, and the minority who are causing law enforcement to have concerns are making it hard for people. What's your take on medical marijuana and how Michigan handles that?
You know, I think we need the legislature to step up and create some clearer rules. Every time there's a constitutional amendment passed, whether it's gaming or bingo or whatever in the past, there's always been legislation afterwards to help the application come into being. So I think the legislature has to provide more guidance, and I hear you. You know, I'm a conservative. We ought to respect the will of the people. The people said we want medical marijuana, and we want it to help provide pain relief to folks, and not criminalize that. And we ought to respect that. You know, that's what we're supposed to do. Or that's what elected officials are supposed to do. So I think some folks have to. You have partisans on each side thinking that marijuana is the end of the world, or saying, or the flip side of that, saying, you know, we don't need to regulate it. Well, let's create some dispensaries where people can go and get it, regulated by the state, and make it easy for you know, people to get access to medical marijuana if they're qualified, if they meet the legal criteria. That's what the voters wanted, and that's what ought to be done.
Mike Cox is the former attorney general. He's an attorney in private practice. Mike, we're gonna stay in contact with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.